This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. Very happy to have another opportunity to visit with persons who reside in the Galesburg area on behalf of the Heart and Soul Project, Galesburg on Track. And tonight we're going to be talking with John Protz, who's been with the Galesburg Community School District 205 for about 5.5 years, but we'll have him explain a little bit more about his background. And very happy to have with us Ishmael Makwala, who is employed at Farmland and lives here in the Galesburg community. I think he has children here in the community as well. And we'll be talking with him tonight, too, on behalf of Galesburg on Track. So thank you for coming and sharing your stories here with us this evening. Thank you. John, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
A little bit of background. I know you're with 205. I see you at Nielsen.
Yes.
And give us a little bit of background about the work that you're doing.
Sure. I am an ESL teacher, English as a Second Language, in the school district now. And also, I work with the families that are coming into the district. Bilingual families is a parent facilitator in the school district, also to communicate with the families who need, especially with language needs also in the district.
Are we seeing a large influx, John, or what is your take on the...
We are. You know, it's interesting. In the 5.5 years I've been with the district, you know, we have a number of languages represented in the district, but I remember when I started, I was brought in because I spoke French, and we had about 2 French-speaking students 5.5 years ago, and we're up to over 100 now, well over 100, and that continues to grow, actually.
And the majority of those students and their families are coming from where, John?
The majority are coming from Democratic Republic of the Congo. There are some other countries represented, but that's the majority right now.
Mm-hmm. And mostly French-speaking, then?
Yes, mostly French-speaking, along with some other regional languages that are spoken also.
So you have kind of a unique situation. I think your parents were professors. I think your dad, I met several times,
right.
A professor at Knox,
sure.
Took students to Spain all the time. Did you spend part of your childhood there as well?
I did. Our parents put a high importance on that. We lived part of our childhood in Barcelona, Spain for a number of years. And but of course, the majority of our childhood was spent in Galesburg. So we had that perspective on it, and I think we took that with us as we went into college. We all studied in France as a result, and it's kind of interesting. French was kind of my backup major, and that's what I do now. So
Yeah. But how would you say doing that, being in a couple of different countries and knowing different languages, is that help shape what you do now, would you say? Does it?
It certainly does. I mean, it's always been a part of me. It's something that I consider important, and I think I can also relate to when a family comes into Galesburg and they're new into Galesburg, kind of what is being experienced when you're coming in here. So certainly it is something that I see as important, and also I believe that people see that I also it puts me in a position to help meet people.
We're going to talk with Ishmael Makwala here, who is also kind of a transplant to Galesburg, if you will. And Ishmael, and I know John may interpret sometimes, but just jump right in here. What brought you and your family to the community?
Qu'est-ce que c'est la raison pour que vous êtes venu à Galesburg?
Ah, OK. Et quand nous avons gagné le DV Loterie, le programme à partir du pays?
So we were winners of the Diversity Visa Lottery for coming to the United States.
Yeah, il aurait fallu que avoir quelqu'un ici aux États-Unis pour arriver.
And we had to have somebody here ready to receive us here in the States.
Alors celui qui devait nous recevoir habitait Galesburg. Mm-hmm. Notre adresse des États-Unis était Galesburg. C'est pourquoi on était venu ici à Galesburg.
And our host was in Galesburg, and so that's what initially brought us to Galesburg.
Ishmael, what was your first impression of the community?
Qu'est-ce que c'est votre première impression de Galesburg? Comment vous êtes arrivé?
Ah, OK, merci. Je suis arrivé à Chicago, et on a pris la voiture pour atterrir à Galesburg.
So we arrived in Chicago, and we took a car to come to Galesburg.
Sincèrement, j'ai une de très bonnes impressions sur Galesburg.
I sincerely had some very good impressions upon arriving in Galesburg.
J'ai trouvé d'abord tout le monde gentil. Quand les gens vous voient en route, ils vous saluent.
Everybody was very friendly, very nice. Everybody would greet you as you were going down the street or on the road.
Par rapport à ce que les gens racontaient de loin, parfois que quand vous arrivez aux États-Unis, parfois les gens ne sont pas gentils, mais on a trouvé ça différent.
And sometimes you hear from some people that people aren't friendly when you come to the States, but he said they found to the contrary, people were very friendly when they came.
Mais dès le premier mois, dès le premier jour, on n'a pas senti ça. Au contraire, on a trouvé que les gens sont très gentils.
And from the first day, from the first month we were here, we found people to be very friendly.
Wonderful. How large is your family that's here, Ishmael?
Combien de personnes est-ce qu'il y a dans votre famille?
Oui, et actuellement, et nous sommes au nombre de six. J'ai deux enfants et moi et ma femme.
There are six of us.
Quatre enfants.
Okay, we have four children and my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of whom are probably at Nielsen, I'm guessing, yeah. Right?
Yes, at some of the different schools, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I guess I want to ask what you're learning about the community. I know you're employed at Farmland. What have you been able to do or maybe not been able to do?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez appris de la communauté? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a qui vient facile, qui arrive facile ici? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait?
Ah, en tout cas, je ne saurais pas être ingrat et pas d'abord commencer à dire grand merci à M. John Price.
He wants to thank me. We've had nice. Contact over the
Parce
years.
Parce qu'il est en train de jouer un rôle très important, très capital aux immigrants qui arrivent, qui ne connaissent pas la langue.
And so we share obviously a connection with mm-hmm. the immigrants because I obviously work closely with a yeah. lot of arriving families.
John, are there groups? I mean, do they have like you know other organizations and people form support groups that they can gather together to share interests to sure. solve problems?
Sure. There have been some very important elements in Galesburg that have helped out a lot with the immigrant community. Some of them are no longer functioning now, mm-hmm. but some others have picked up that role. There are churches in the community right now who are taking the lead to provide English classes nice. For adults. In the school district, we certainly put a lot of effort into helping the children and the families get acclimated to the district. And we're also in the community working with, we're going to be starting, actually we have started a committee for trying to help communication between the mm-hmm. immigrant entering immigrant community and what can be done to facilitate that.
I know even our own Galesburg Public Library has had programs this month too for Spanish and French speaking
yes.
families to let them know that you know as long as they reside here they can also utilize the services of the library.
Absolutely, that is a great option for
I
families.
Thought it was too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I think a lot of us don't realize how many immigrant families there are here or that, as you mentioned at the outset, how much that's grown over the last several years.
Very much so, yes.
Mostly because of jobs or work that brings them here?
And I'm going to translate
sure.
that too to make sure. Parce qu'elle demande, la raison par laquelle, n'est-ce pas, il y a des immigrants qui continuent à venir, n'est-ce pas, les demander, c'est pour le travail, c'est pour des autres raisons?
OK. Et les immigrants, ça, effectivement, c'est un très bon constat. Effectivement, il y a
question, yeah.
beaucoup des immigrants, plus précisément, je dis de mon pays, de la RDC.
Mm-hmm. There are many immigrants here, and especially from DRC, Democratic mm-hmm. Republic of Congo.
Effectivement, c'est à cause, d'abord, moi, je pense qu'à cause du travail.
And largely because of work, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Qui est précisément Farmland, mm-hmm. qui traite quand même bien ses travailleurs, qui mm-hmm. paye bien ses travailleurs.
And which so there's a good work option, and in his case, with Farmland, yes.
Mm-hmm. À mon avis, je crois que c'est ça qui est en train d'influencer mm-hmm. à ce que les gens viennent nombreux ici.
And that's a big influence as to why people are coming. Mm-hmm. In this direction.
Yeah, yes. mm-hmm. the work and the opportunity.
Right, and the opportunity. And I should add that mm-hmm. I think the kids in the school district are really, from the day they come, and maybe they don't speak English when uh-huh. they first come, to as you see them evolve over the years, the kids are just going to do fantastic. You know, we already have some of the kids that I remember when first arrived here. Some years ago, now they're going to college.
Nice.
And they're doing excellent, and they speak multiple languages, and that'll be valuable for them. And so for the kids, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I frankly wish I would have learned French as a child, not in my junior year in high school. I think you pick up that second language much faster as a youngster than
you do.
As an adult.
You
so
do. For the children, it's certainly much easier mm-hmm. to pick up the language. They're in school all day, and they pick it up very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it challenging for our district though to?
Well, as we have children coming in mm-hmm. and helping them get integrated into their classes and that. Sure, there are challenges in the sense that. You want to make sure that child adjusts well to school,
yeah.
is able to do their schoolwork and learn what they mm-hmm. what they need to learn and develop as a student. But those are good challenges. They really bring diversity to the district, When you have a child, a new child enter into a classroom, it brings out the curiosity in other students, mm-hmm. and you see the other students want to help that student adjust. And so those challenges come with such rewards that that is a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, those are good positives then, yes. In the classroom, especially for little ones,
exactly.
Learning like that. So, yes. are there aspects of the community, Ishmael, that you really like? Are there places you like to go or things you like to do?
Est-ce qu'il y a des choses dans la communauté ici à Galesburg que vous aimez bien? N'est-ce pas des choses que vous trouvez intéressantes?
En Galesburg. Oui, bien sûr, il y a des choses quand même intéressantes. Surtout sur le plan éducation des enfants, l'école, plus
okay.
précisément.
Okay, so the school district, we're very happy with school district.
Vraiment, on est du moins rassuré que à 2 ans, vous pouvez venir avec les enfants quand vous essayez d'évaluer, vous trouvez que les enfants sont en train de bien évoluer.
And when we come here with our children, we see that right away they're getting an education that we really are very okay. happy with and how they are moving along in their mm-hmm. education.
Et aussi, on trouve qu'il y a plus de la sécurité. C'est vraiment très bien du côté sécuritaire.
And it's a safe community to live in, and that's important to us also.
Good. And you've made friends here, I'll bet.
Vous avez fait des amis, n'est-ce pas, ici à Galesburg?
Ah, bien sûr, on a fait plusieurs amis.
Of course,
en tout
yes.
cas,
many friends.
Yeah. Plusieurs yeah. amis où on se retrouve. Juste là, en tout cas, il n'y a aucun problème. D'ailleurs, on préfère rester ici que d'aller dans des grandes villes comme de Chicago. Ici, on yeah. est plus à l'aise.
And certainly, actually, we prefer to stay here as opposed to going to a large city like Chicago. We feel much more at ease here in
mm-hmm.
Galesburg.
Yeah, mm-hmm. smaller, no more people.
Yes, yes.
Et yeah. d'ailleurs, on s'est rendu compte que à Galesburg, on est en train de trouver... Ça, c'est d'abord, ça, c'est une question aussi que je voudrais poser.
Okay, so, and actually, he's bringing up a question that he has.
Oh,
that
okay.
He
yeah. Moi, personnellement, j'ai fait un constat, je trouve que il y a plus le vieillard qu'une génération jeune.
Mm-hmm.
C'est dit à quoi on peut ça?
So it's interesting. There's an elderly population here that he doesn't, you know, he didn't see back home that exists in Galesburg mm-hmm. that is doing well here, and that's something he noticed here when he arrived. Also,
that seniors are
the senior population
is doing
yeah, the
well.
The senior population, mm-hmm. yes. Oui, c'est quelque chose qu'on voit ici, n'est-ce pas?
Yeah. Mais et on a un problème très sérieux, c'est le problème de l'école en anglais, parce qu'on est immigrant, mais on souffre sérieusement. Allez-y comprendre, là, moi, personnellement, je fais 2 ans, mm-hmm. mais il m'est difficile de formuler une longue phrase en anglais. Il n'y a pas cours, il n'y a pas école.
So bringing up an interesting challenge, which is an adult for me. I've been here for 2 years, and I've made great efforts to learn English, mm-hmm. But it is hard to find consistent English courses in the Galesburg area. And so, and I can vouch actually mm-hmm. myself that Ismail has made a great effort to improve his English. And from when he first arrived here, mm-hmm. where he did not speak any I think in the context of the radio interview,
yeah.
he's speaking less than he ordinarily would be.
I was going to say, because we were introduced and talked at the front of it,
yes.
all in English, but I respect the fact that he can give me the answers that he wants to, and and we're moving right
yeah.
along here. Are there things that you miss since you've been here for 2 years?
Est-ce qu'il y a des choses qui vous manquent maintenant que vous êtes ici, n'est-ce pas, du pays, n'est-ce pas?
Des choses qui nous manquent.
Oui, du pays, n'est-ce pas?
Pour payer.
Du pays, du Congo, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, en pays, il y a des choses qui nous manquent, mais il y a quand même des magasins africains mm-hmm. oui, qu'on est en train d'acheter les choses d'ici.
So there are some things they miss, but they, mm-hmm. you know, there are some African stores that they can pick up some
uh-huh,
things,
okay.
Certainly.
I wondered about...
Right.
Culture and cuisine, perhaps.
Right.
That
la there cuisine, were... n'est-ce pas, ça a changé la culture.
Oui, la cuisine, la culture a changé.
Oui, oui. Yeah, completely. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you were serving a favorite dish at your house, by that I mean meal, what might that be?
Qu'est-ce que c'est quelque chose typique à manger du Congo?
C'est que nous mangeons au Congo?
Oui.
Ah, OK. Ça, c'est une très bonne question.
Oui. Yeah, that's a very good question.
Yes. Yeah. Nous mangeons le foufou, qui est d'abord un repas principal.
Oui, so we have something called foufou, which is something that is kind of a staple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Et nous mangeons les makabu, les chenilles.
Makabu and chenilles, and I wish I could translate
okay.
those.
Donc c'est ça un peu le différent repas uh-huh. que nous sommes en train de manger ici.
Different meals.
Yeah, mais c'est cher par rapport à... coûter par rapport au repas d'ici.
Ah, ok. So, c'est cher, acheter ça ici, vous dites?
Quand nous achetons ça ici, nous achetons ça cher.
So when we buy those things that are traditionally not from here, like fufu, it is pretty expensive to buy here compared to if you were just to buy an American style meal around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tried fufu, and so...
And it would be like, John,
I would say it is, I know it's a type of vegetable, but it almost feels like a kind of a very thicker than mashed potatoes.
Oh,
you know,
okay. But kind very of a dense, root vegetable
A root, exactly, that's dense, exactly, mm-hmm. and it's eaten with a lot of... It's kind of a staple you mix with a lot of different meals.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
N'est-ce pas? Qu'est-ce que vous direz?
Starch?
Avec
que c'est
le fufu.
Qu'est-ce que c'est ça exactement? C'est un végétal.
C'est le maïs. Vous voyez le maïs?
Okay.
C'est la farine de maïs.
Okay. So it's like corn. What's the
cornmeal?
Word?
Cornmeal. Mash?
Yeah. Corn mash or
something. Oh, okay. La farine de maïs qu'on met de l'eau et on bouillit et puis on prépare.
You put water and you boil it.
Ça devient fort.
And then you make it that way. Yes.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. But I wondered what he might have missed or what.
Non, il avait pensé qu'est-ce que sont les choses qui vous manquent, n'est-ce pas? Mm-hmm. C'est intéressant.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's nice to get that different perspective on the community and know about our immigrant population. And John, the work that you're doing to help those youngsters in the entire school district to hopefully learn English and to be a part of their classes and to help Ishmael.
It is a fascinating and gratifying group of families that I work with and the kids in the school district. And I do really, it makes for a very interesting job.
I'm certainly. Sure it does. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you and Ishmael, John Protz, Ishmael Makwala, on behalf of Galesburg on Track, a heart and soul community, getting different perspectives of different people who are living right here in our community and sharing their stories with others. So thank you so much. Très bien. Okay. Très bien.
Merci. Merci. Je vous remercie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh.